The Air Force is hosting two public town hall meetings this week to discuss proposed plans for military training in the Blackwater River State Forest and Tate's Hell State Forest near Apalachicola. The first town hall, to be held at the Milton Community Center, will focus on the Blackwater River State Forest.
Well, we want to make sure that the public has a good understanding of what we're trying to accomplish.
Mike Spates is Environmental Public Affairs Officer for Eglin Air Force Base, encouraging residents to come to the town hall. The meeting will spell out details of the Gulf Regional Airspace Strategic Initiative and how the state's forests could play a role in so-called low-impact military training. As an example, Spates says the Air Force is looking at conducting the kinds of activities that are already happening in the forest.
We know that they're already using helicopters to do their prescribed fire program. So where they have helicopter landing areas, is it possible that we might be able to use those same areas for a CV-22 land and takeoff so that our troops can get some training opportunities that they wouldn't be able to get on the Eglin Reservation?
There's a need to have those missions because Eglin has exceeded its capacity.
And that's David Kaur, Assistant Director of the Florida Forest Service. As a result of the squeeze on Eglin, the military reached out to federal, state, and private agencies a couple of years ago in search of space just for non-hazard training to be conducted without live ammunition or ordnance. Kaur says what the Air Force is asking for now will be a big step up from what's taken place in the forest to date.
Now, what we have done in the past at Blackwater specifically is to allow a small group of military special forces to come in and do an overnight bivouac or to stay for a week at one of our training facilities on a very limited basis, a special use permit type deal. We have done that in the past, but nothing to the scale that we're talking about doing here.
Kaur says at this point, state officials have committed only to listening to the Air Force proposal and making an effort to accommodate military use with other uses in the state forest, pending the outcome of an environmental impact study required by the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, due out in February. And moving forward, Kaur says the Forest Service has three primary concerns about the military's proposal, beginning with the forest resource itself.
That's the environmental issue, the trees, the plants, the birds, the animals, the water. We have to ensure that those are protected and not damaged. The second is the other users of the forest. There are a lot of people that recreate on our state forest, hunting, camping, hiking, canoeing, all types of activities. We want to make sure that they're not negatively impacted. And then, of course, we have our neighbors, people who live next to the forest or actually have land within the forest.
The League of Women Voters is also concerned about the military's plan to conduct training in the forest. Mary Gutierrez is co-president of the Pensacola Bay Area chapter.
Especially, you know, if there's any type of wetland impacts, if there's any impacts to areas that provide habitat for threatened and endangered species, well, species of any nature. It's also the potential impacts to just our land and water quality and air quality.
Further, says Gutierrez, state statute requires that all uses for state forest be in the public interest, and the League doesn't believe military training there would meet the criteria. Gutierrez is encouraging residents to attend the town hall to find out for themselves what the proposal calls for and to express their own concerns. Eglin's Environmental Public Affairs Officer Mike Spates agrees, urging people to come get the information firsthand.
We've heard a lot of rumors about, oh, the Air Force is trying to take over the force, and we're absolutely not trying to do that. We are looking for additional opportunities that we could use the areas without impeding anybody else's use of the forest or having any type of environmental impact. So, you know, that's our goal.
The Air Force is holding two town hall meetings this week. The first one regarding training in the Blackwater River State Forest is set for this Wednesday evening beginning at 6 at the Milton Community Center. A second town hall regarding Tate's Hell State Forest is set for Thursday in Apalachicola. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.